The West Virginia Board of Education took over Fayette County's school system in 2010 and since has been debating what to do with so many crumbling facilities. The county has a total of 18 schools, but sections of many are condemned, displacing hundreds of students. Now, the state is moving forward with a controversial plan that will close many schools throughout the county and relies on state dollars to replace them.
Again, I say to people of Fayette County, shame on you for putting us in this spot.
James Wilson is one of the newest members of the State Board of Education. He wasn't the only board member with harsh words for the county that in June failed to pass a $39 million bond for new school construction and renovations. Voters in Fayette County have not approved such a bond since the early 1970s.
Since then, 2001, 2009, 2015, all bond attempts have failed. So we seriously tried to assess how we were going to reconfigure the issues at Fayette County and correct our facility and achievement issues.
That's Fayette County Superintendent Terry George. He was appointed to the post by the state board just after the most recent bond's failure. George presented a plan to the board Wednesday that consists of two phases. The first would consolidate four of the county's six high schools into one newly constructed school in the Oak Hill area. The new school would house more than 1,500 students.
We have our cost analysis. The new school, somewhere between $52 and $58 million.
That money would come from another state agency, the West Virginia School Building Authority.
It's our responsibility to come up with at least a 10% match, even to be considered at the School Building Authority.
George says he'll propose those matching dollars be paid by the county over a three-year period, with a goal of moving students into the new school by the fall of 2018. The construction of a new high school will also allow the county to shuffle middle and elementary schools into different buildings, ultimately closing seven schools made up of 11 buildings throughout the county.
We determined that if we can reduce that number to 12 schools with this plan, that we will be able to generate enough revenue and resources for a preventative maintenance plan for all of our remaining schools.
That preventative maintenance, George says, is what the county has been lacking. The plan was a tough one for the state board to swallow, though, mostly because of the closure of a high school in an isolated part of the county, Meadowbridge. William White is a state school board member. He addressed Superintendent George.
I don't want you to think that I'm against consolidation, because I'm not. However, you made a statement that I think is critical, and that is we want to make sure that we're doing what's best for all of our students.
Yes, sir.
And part of my concern is that we're presenting a plan, and I feel like people are asking me to do all or nothing. And I'm not sure that I'm ready to do that.
The members debated the small schools closing for more than an hour, even attempting to remove Meadowbridge High School from the consolidation plan completely. But in the end, the board voted 5-4 to move forward with Superintendent George's proposed plan. Board member Gail Manchin voted in favor of it.
I think one of the things that we have to think about is not just Fayette County. We have to think of ourselves as West Virginians, providing the very best quality of education we can for every child in West Virginia. And I think as we move forward, we're going to have to think about how do we blend and blur county lines. We've got to get away from this that counties are barriers or that they are walls against each other.
George says students in the isolated Meadowbridge area will likely be allowed to go to a high school in Summers or Greenbrier County to make up for the nearly hour and a half bus ride that will come with consolidation. In October, Superintendent George will ask the School Building Authority to consider funding the first phase in his consolidation plan. A decision will come later this year. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.